Hi, Dave Patterson with the Country Club, reporting from Branson, Missouri for Q104 Radio, and I have the honor of visiting with Buck Trent at the Jim Stafford Theater. Buck Trent has the distinct honor of being called Mr. Banjo. Buck has been on the Porter Wagner Show for 12 years, Hee Haw Show for 7 years. Nominations and awards, Buck is not short of those. Over his long history, Buck has received many awards for awards and nominations, including the following. He has twice been named the Country Music Association Instrumentalist of the Year, 1975-76. He has twice been the number one Instrumentalist of the Year for the Music City Awards. Included in his nominations are the 1976 number one Instrumentalist of the Year for Record World, 1972 through 81 number one Instrumentalist of the Music City News Awards, and the 1979-81 Instrumental Group of the Year with Wendy Holcomb in the Bluegrass category for the Music City News Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Trent, a country music legend. Buck, thanks very much for being with us.
Boy, what an introduction. That's fantastic. Yeah. I thought you were talking about somebody else there for a minute.
Well, no, it's all exactly what you told me to say.
Hey.
Thanks, Buck.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show. I appreciate that.
We appreciate it. All back in Sault Ste. Marie, we're a very, very strong country town.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have, if I can recall, there's 17 bars in Sault Ste. Marie that are live music, and if I remember properly, 14 of them are country.
Oh, that's great. The live music. That's good. That's wonderful.
Really, really great. Buck, when did you relocate to the Jim Stafford Theater?
Well, this year. We opened, and we call it Hot Winter Fun. We opened in February, and we do a 9:30 in the morning show every day except Sunday, and we're probably going to about the 16th of December. And we have been, I moved to Branson in 90, opened all the shows at Mickey Gillis Theater, and then I started the dinner show, and then I wound up with a breakfast show. So we just start everybody's day out right and have a good time with everybody.
Well, you do a fantastic. We just come through your show, and we sat through a couple hours of fantastic country entertainment. How many years have you been in Branson?
Well, you know, I was with Porter and Dolly for about 12 years, and we worked at Ball Numbers Theater April 21st, 1973. And then I started working on and off in Branson, 81, 82, and 83. Mickey Gillis Theater used to be the old Hee Haw Theater. So when I went with Roy Clark and the Hee Haw Show, I started working several times at that theater. And then 87, I worked where Christy Lane is now, that theater. In 88, I worked here at this theater, Jim Stafford Theater, when it was the Lowe's family. And then 90, I worked back at Gillis Theater. And Branson is just... Well, it's the country music capital of the world, and the folks that come here, just like my kin folks, and sort of like the people that lived here, and it don't get no better than this for an entertainer.
Well, if you like country music, this is your top of the mountain.
That's right.
No question about
that. That's right.
Okay, tell us about your show and the people in it, Buck.
Well, I've got a variety show. It's not just me, so that way I can brag on my show. My show is just up, oh yeah, uh-huh. And I have Kenny Parrott, great singer. He does a Conway Twitty tribute. And then I have Mary Lou Turner from Bill Anderson, the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
And then I got two young fiddle players. It's just absolutely out of sight. Dean Church and Bruce Hoffman. And we do...
very acrobatic.
Oh, they are, ain't they? And they do everything. They do the Lone Ranger and the dueling thing because I have another banjo player, and we do twin banjos like Roy Clark and I used to. And then we do the twin banjos against the twin fiddles. And when they do the Lone Ranger thing, they go out in the audience, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're playing each other's fiddle. And we just have a up, good time. Start everybody's morning out right. A good show, you know.
What about that fella you guys did the two banjos thing?
That was fun, wasn't he? Obie Jones. Obie plays every instrument. He has his own recording studio here in Branson.
Just fantastic.
And we just have a great time with everybody, and I think that's it. We come out before the show starts and shake hands with the people, you know, people that's having breakfast, or people in the lobby, or you know, and bringing the folks in the theater.
Out on the buses.
And taking pictures, and then we at intermission, and then out on the buses after the show. And we just make everybody feel at home.
It's fantastic. Buck, I know you're busy. I appreciate it. I am a little nervous sitting here with individual such as yourself.
Hey.
But on behalf of the Country Club Q104, Buck, thanks very, very much.
Hey, thank you for inviting me on the show. I appreciate it. We want everybody to come down to Branson and see all the shows here.
It's the third or fourth time the Country Club's visiting seniors, so we'll visit Branson and we'll certainly be here again.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks very much, Buck.
Thank you.